but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will be getting a visit from the University of Washington goalkeeper. Tanner Ijams is going to be joining us, National Player of the Week, Washington's women's soccer team. They are the Big Ten champions in the regular season. They are the Big Ten tournament champions. They're also grieving. They lost their goalkeeper to a kidney cancer tragedy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Mia Hammett died last week, dead at the age of 21. And, you know, when you hear about a 21-year-old college kid dying, you think car accident or, you know, some tragedy, some accident. You don't think about stage 4 kidney cancer. But that is what doctors say killed the former University of Washington goalkeeper. It was rare kidney cancer. And here's the other thing. As I reported this story, and I wrote about it at johncanzano.com, there's no paywall on it. Go see it. Go check it out. Go read it. Share it with friends and family. I think it is a tragic, heartbreaking story. It also has some redemption in it. There was a lot that Mia had to teach us, the way she lived, the way she impacted other people. But you always think about young, vibrant, healthy college athletes. Like, hey, if anyone's going to get sick, these are the kind of people who are built to withstand it. Except that it so happens that people in their late teens and early 20s do not respond well to the same cancer therapies that work with older adults. This specialist at the Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle said it was an awful, awful scenario. She's got a rare cancer, and she's young. And I would think young would be good, but in this case, it's not, because she did not respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy the way that an older person would. But this Washington team played like it was on a mission this year. They were unselfish. They were fierce on the field. Their coach, Nicole Van Dyke, I asked, you know, does Nicole want to come on the show? She wants to have the goalkeeper come on the show, the goalkeeper that is playing in Mia's place. They win in a shootout. They beat Michigan State. They're advancing to the NCAA tournament. They will host Montana on Friday. And, you know, the goalkeeper who was playing in Mia's place on Sunday, who's coming on the show at 5:20 today, she raised that Big Ten championship trophy over her head, and she shouted, "This is for Mia," at the end of the game. It crushed me. Steven, I know it crushed you. We're going to talk with the goalkeeper at 5:24. I hope you're here for it. I try to do a good job on this show of recognizing the other sports. There are a lot of other sports that go on college campuses. We talk a lot about college football. We talk about men's basketball. And I think those things are important. There's a lot of interest in them. But I think we shouldn't do it at the expense of the other sports. So we're going to have the goalkeeper of the University of Washington women's team on at 5:20. And our next guest, Chris Pendleton, is the wrestling coach at Oregon State. They have their home opener coming up on Sunday, 2 o'clock, against Utah Valley. Currently have 5 wrestlers ranked, including the under-20 world champion, who's in the top 10. Chris Pendleton joining us now live via satellite. I got to know where the wrestling coach is. Where are you today, Chris Pendleton?
I'm in Corvallis, Oregon.
Where in Corvallis? Give us through day in the life of the wrestling coach at Oregon State.
Well, we had practice at 11 a.m. I usually come in a little bit earlier in the morning. Just kind of an odd day for me because it's a Tuesday holiday, which we always have to wrap our mind around. So I had my four-year-old and my two-year-old pretty much to myself for the most majority of the day while my wife is traveling back east for work.
Oh, I love that. It is so relatable. How many times I've done this radio show with a young kid in the studio or taken one to off to a practice with me. Do your kids think it's a big deal that you're the wrestling coach, or are they kind of blissfully unaware?
I actually had the really surreal moment last night where my four-year-old is about to turn five in January. He's grown up in my wrestling room. And then about a month ago, we launched our youth program out of our wrestling room again, and headed by Brandon Kaler, one of our All-Americans. And my son saw all these little kids leaving practice, and he kind of looked at me. He's like, wait, there's kids practice too here? I was like, yeah. So last night, he had his first official youth practice where my wife got to take him. So, just kind of disconnecting from being a dad and coach to letting him do it. And it was a funny thing because he had that tiredness that only comes from youth where he's sitting, he got home and I'm asking him how practice went and he's eating and he's nodding off into his plate and falling over. And I was like, come on, bud, let's just eat, get you showered up, get you to bed. So it was definitely a surreal moment.
I love that. Will you be a good youth sports parent or will you be a nightmare because you know too much?
I will be actually a fantastic youth sport parent. I think that I turn around and I kind of watch, from afar, dealing with, recruiting and dealing with parents and everything. And I always kind of get a little annoyed where it feels like sometimes we're losing the spirit of what athletics really is. It's about getting kids out, getting them socializing them, letting them have fun, trying a bunch of different sports. So for me, I can't wait to just take a back seat and let my kid go and experience things on his own and have fun and just kind of sit there and watch him and laugh and enjoy time with him.
I love that. We're talking to Chris Pendleton, who is the
wrestling. I'm going to be having a problem.
Yeah, wrestling coach, Oregon State. You got some really good wrestlers on this team. Justin Rademacher, Wes Lynn kid, who's ranked nationally. Tell us a little bit about your team. People want to come out Sunday and see you guys.
This is a little bit of a project team. I think we'll start off with Justin, a local kid. It's one of those good stories right here. Wes Lynn, state champion, little bit of a under-the-radar prospect. We knew he had a potential. And in a calendar year, he had made the world finals. And then in another calendar year, he had won the world championship, basically walking through. I really, truly believe Justin is a legitimate prospect for 2028, and that's where his goals are. And just seeing somebody just kind of make that level up mentally and just hearing him, talk about his goals and bypass being an NCAA champion, which, I was an NCAA champion, bypass that. He's like, that's not enough. I want to be an Olympic champion. And it's been kind of the driving focus for our team as far as letting the other kids see, hey, this is you can accomplish this here in Oregon. It is a possibility. You just got to believe in yourself, believe in your coaches. When I say a project team, we have a lot of, question marks. We have guys that like Maximo Renteria at 125, who won a Pac-12 title, was ranked top 10 in the country, didn't have the postseason that he wanted, but he had a year of experience in his belt, and he's been coming back incredibly hungry. I'm really excited about him. 133, probably won't see Gabe Wisenhunt this weekend. He suffered an injury in our Orange and Black scrimmage, but we're finding out that he's actually a little bit more healthy than he is. So we're going to be precautious with him right now. 141, you're going to have Nash Singleton, a returning Pac-12 champion. He's a game time decision because he unfortunately got hurt a little bit. We're just trying to get our lineup healthy and get them ready for the Vegas tournament in December. It's a critical tournament for our season. 149, we have two guys, CJ Hamlin, who won the wrestle off, and Noah Tolentino. We went back to Princeton and Noah outplaced them, so we still got to have a little bit of finality with that wrestle off situation. And Noah had a win against a nationally ranked guy, so So two guys that I truly believe are top 15 in the country, right in our room, which is a good problem to have. 157, you're going to have to see Joel Adams. Joel's a world champion. There's not too many of them walking around. He's one or two-time world champion, making his debut as a Beaver at 157. Joel kind of has been bouncing around a little bit, so he kind of is a little bit under the radar. Within the last 2 years, he took an Olympic redshirt year, then took a redshirt year, and then he wrestled the Princeton, beat two kids that are ranked in the top 30 of the country. But I had to remind Joel, in that one tournament, he wrestled more matches in that one tournament than he had in 2 years combined on the collegiate level.
Yeah, Chris,
so I told him, I was like, hey, don't stress.
We're going to run out of time here, but for people who want to come see you guys, you will be wrestling on Sunday. This is going to be, I think, a lot of fun and a great opportunity. 2 o'clock Sunday. It's Utah Valley. Chris, we'll get you back on another point, but I want people to know you've got some good wrestlers and a good event going on Sunday.
Sure.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. There's Chris Pendleton, Oregon State wrestling coach. You can tell he loves his team. And we'll get him back on and talk more about it. But I'm not going to ignore all of these non-revenue generating sports. Like, everybody else wants people to ignore them. People will be, oh, go ahead and talk about wrestling. Go ahead and talk about women's soccer. No one will listen to your show. No, I think you're listening. I think you're in it because you care about this stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about the college football playoff rankings coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Notre Dame's got a dicey game left on the schedule at Pitt, Stephen. I'm not counting that as an automatic win for Notre Dame. We'll talk more about it coming up.